Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Are you ready for maybe a talented player on the Patriots?
No,
maybe,
way. When?
Maybe.
Where? Where are they?
Well, not right now.
Oh, okay.
They don't have
at some
guys.
Point?
Now.
At least
Travis
that they
Hunter,
play.
Come on down. Next year.
I mean, maybe Drake May at some point.
Maybe
although,
Drake May?
I don't know. Apparently people
not gonna
don't
hold my breath.
Play him. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that either.
Nope.
But maybe. Just maybe.
That'd be great.
Davante Adams wants out of Vegas.
Oh,
maybe.
He's not coming here, Jones.
Maybe. Keith, maybe.
Yes, they could offer probably the best deal, right? Mm-hmm. The Raiders.
The Raiders.
They want a second-round pick. Nobody's going to be picking higher in the second round than your New England Patriots.
They got the top of the second-round market on lock.
I think Davante Adams would just as soon retire than play for the New England Patriots.
Well,
it's like, I'm done.
So there's this notion out there that he wants to win. And I don't know that I totally believe that.
What do you mean?
I don't know that
he wants to win.
I don't know that I believe that.
Why?
I know that's what's being circulated.
Everybody wants to win, Jones.
I think if you made sure he got paid the next couple of years, because his contract is up at the end of this year, you could entice him to come to a crummy situation like New England. And so we're going to start with that here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. There's a lot of ways you can get in touch. 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. You can follow on Twitter and Instagram. Jones and Keefe. Watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I think Davante Adams is a very interesting topic for a number of reasons. It could expedite the timeline for Drake May. That also aligns with some news that came out today on David Andrews that we'll get to. But the idea that Davante Adams wants out of Vegas, it could cost you up to a second-round pick, but it might be more like a 3 or a 4 if they are asking for a 2 and it's out there they want a 2.
Right.
It's
probably, you noticed they didn't start with the 1. They were being more realistic about it.
It's
they're
probably going to cost you less.
Because when it cost them a 1 and a 2 a couple of years ago, And I remember wanting and you know, slamming the table for Davante Adams back then. And everyone's like, no, it's a 1 and a 2. I'm like, oh, my God. Can you imagine if you didn't have Cole Strange and Tyquan Thornton? Because that's what it would have cost you.
Right.
A couple of years ago, Strange and Tyquan Thornton for Davante Adams.
Imagine offering that straight up. Strange and Thornton for Davante Adams.
What?
Who says no?
They're like, well, it's a first and a second round pick. They're like, no, we want a fresh one. We want to make those picks. Right, we don't want those guys. But, yeah, this is his third year with the Raiders. Obviously, the team has been a disappointment. He was unbelievable his first year. Last year was good for receivers, maybe a little step down for Davante Adams, but still was a stud. He's 32, right? Or he's about to be 32. So I don't know how many great years he has left. I do think he's still one of the 5 or 6 best receivers in football. He is the type of guy that I think could make an average quarterback better. Now, I don't know how much he can do with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. You know, he made Derek Carr look good for a little bit, but then even they made some changes. So I think this is obviously a guy that I would want. I just think there's no chance in hell that he would come here. Now, it's not like he has a no-trade clause, but can he kick and scream a little bit? I feel like a lot of football players have de facto no-trade clauses.
100%.
Like, well, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to sign. Either that or I need a new deal or whatever. And then it scares teams off. They're like, all right, well, then we're not going to sacrifice these picks and then have to haggle with you.
We talked about this the other week, too. Hassan Reddick should scare the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Hassan Reddick's like, I want a new deal. Go ahead and trade me, but I want a new deal.
Good job by Philly getting rid of him, getting the pick and moving on.
The Jets traded a third for him. He's not going to play.
Yeah,
so, like,
playing.
That should scare the crap out of people. I agree with you. Davante Adams has an effective no trade. Like, oh, you're going to trade me to New England? Great. I won't sign there. I won't show up. I won't play. And then what do? So does Davante Adams want to play for the Patriots in a vacuum?
No.
But
can
the Patriots entice him? They could pay the most. You just said it. If you're going to lay a second round pick on the table, would you give up a second round pick? Regardless of if you're is a second round pick fair for Davante Adams?
Yes.
You don't think that's too much?
No.
Okay.
I think he's still really, really good.
So a second rounder, let's say
the
that's
Patriots
what it costs.
The Patriots traded a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu.
Fair.
Okay. I mean, so at this point, they should probably trade multiple ones
you
for
can
him.
Throw
if, that's
Sanu,
the, if that's the curve.
Throw Sanu into the Cole Strange, Tyquan Thornton trade.
Yeah.
You're still getting a win.
You could have had Davante Adams for all these guys.
So if you're willing to give up a second round pick, I think that's going to trump what other teams are offering, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Jets or the Chiefs or, I mean, name your team, Pittsburgh.
I think the Buffalo Bills make
a ton of
sense.
Are giving up a second round pick?
No, so what's weird to me is the Bills and the Chiefs both, and the Chiefs are right, because Patrick Mahomes has won without Tyreek Hill. But the Chiefs and Bills play it way differently than I would have, and that's sort of me being like an idiot, I guess. But, well, maybe not for the Bills, because the Bills haven't won yet, so maybe I'm right on the Bills. Like, the Bills weren't in on DeAndre Hopkins a couple years ago. They weren't in on Calvin Ridley, it didn't seem like. They weren't in on some of these other receivers that have changed teams. The Chiefs proved that they're like, all right, we have Kelsey. I know Rice is hurt now, but last year their thought process was, we got these guys, and we have Mahomes. So Mahomes is kind of wide receiver proof. I wonder if Josh Allen needs this type of guy to get pushed over
the
top.
Put him over the hump.
Also, as an aside, I don't think the Raiders would deal Adams to the Chiefs. So I think that one, even if they had come up with a great offer, they might be like, no, we're not going to the Chiefs.
Okay.
But the Bills could come in. You know what? So two other teams that jumped out.
Yeah.
And I think even Schefter mentioned these two teams. The last two quarterbacks that Davante Adams played with and the two quarterbacks he likes.
Derek Carr and the Saints.
Yep, and Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Oh.
So Jets and Saints, I mean, if you're the Jets at this point with the ups and downs they have had, you've already turned the thing over to Aaron Rodgers. For better or worse. We'll see how the season pans out. You predicted worse. I predicted better. We'll see how the year goes. It's
been
a mess.
Mixed bag so far, yeah.
But don't you have to go down swinging and say, all right, we'll give you Davante Adams. If you can't win with Davante Adams, like, shame on us. Like, we really screwed up. We're going to start all over. But the fact that he's out there, you got to do it. I also think another sort of, like, subtopic to all this is maybe this is also the reason that you don't have to use a first-round pick on a wide receiver and why you don't have to overpay the Calvin Ridley's Hollywood Browns is even though CeeDee Lamb re-signed and some of these other guys re-signed, is there a stud like this every once in a while that's going to pop off and demand a trade from their team?
Yeah, maybe. And so I'm still nervous about the Patriots finding that receiver. Would you prefer Ridley, Ayuk, or Davante Adams? I think it's at least a debate. Like, Devontae's definitely
Adams
had the best
better,
career.
I think still.
Is he still, though?
I think still.
He had made, prior to last year, he had made 6 straight Pro Bowls and was first-team All-Pro 3 years in a row.
I think he sort of...
Last year, he had 103 catches, 1144, 8 touchdowns, which is still very good, especially considering the quarterback drop-off from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. to what last year? Aiden O'Connell and Garoppolo for a bunch of that year?
Oh, yeah, it was.
This year, it's been bad, Keith. 18 for 209 and a touchdown. I mean, that's what he's had.
209? Is that more than all of the Patriots receivers combined?
I mean, he's an obvious upgrade for the Patriots, but if you're the Pats now, you're trying to get a young ascending receiver, right?
Still a 1,000-yard season, though. He's on pace for 1,000 yards.
Right, but that's after 1,144 the year prior and 1,500 the year before that. Now he's down to 1,000, and it's 2 years ago I wanted DeAndre Hopkins, and it went away real quick with Hopkins. I wonder if Adams is on that track. So here's the question for you, Patriots fans. Are you interested in Davante Adams? They need a receiver. So is this the kind of guy they should get in on? Or would you have preferred the Ayuks, the Ridleys, even the Hopkinses of the world? Do you think he would entertain New England if the Patriots were willing to pay the most, both in terms of a draft pick and salary? He has no guaranteed money going forward. You give him guaranteed money, he can talk all he wants about wanting to win. You give him guaranteed money in 2025 and 2026, he's going to listen. I think that's how you entice him. If he's a pure rental, he wants to win this year. But if you give him money in 25 and 26, he would listen to coming here, I think, especially when you have a quarterback like Drake May. Does that change your timeline for Drake May if a receiver like Davante Adams is here? Would that get people like, I don't know, the Tom Currens of the world who we talked to yesterday, or Nink, who was just on with the Greg Hill show? Would that change? We want him out there right now, Keith. We want him out there week one. We want him out there this week. It's not going to happen. We're frustrated about it.
No.
If Davante Adams is here, does that change the timeline for Drake May for those who are saying you got to wait until the situation's right?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
So for you and me, yes, but I don't think for them. I think they're so dug in on it. And I think the thing that's scaring them away from playing Drake May is more the offensive line than it is the wideouts, right? Because I don't know how good Jalen Polk's going to be. I don't even know how good Pop on the Tape Douglas is going to be. I don't know how good Kayshon Booty's going to be, because those guys haven't really been given a great chance. Part of it is Jacoby Brissett is a below-average quarterback. The other problem is you're giving that below-average quarterback less time on most plays to find a receiver down the field or whatever it is. So I think, you know, Alex Van Pelt probably wouldn't be able to maximize Davante Adams. Jacoby Brissett wouldn't be able to do it. I'm not sure Drake May would be able to do it because of Alex Van Pelt and the offensive line. You know, if there was a And you know me, I'd much rather talk receivers all day long. But if there was a left tackle who was shooting his way out of town, that would be the guy that they would have to pounce on. That would be the guy they'd have to throw a ton of money on. Just so you can solidify that and take that away as an excuse. Because that is what most people keep bringing up. Mm-hmm. And that might be what Elliott Wolf and Van Pelt and Mayo are thinking as well. But I know it's what guys like Kern and Ninkovich and everybody else keep saying. Not behind that O-line, like Dan Orlovsky. Not behind my that O-line. Not for all the money in the world when I play Drake May. And that's got way more to do with, you know, whatever the plan or lack of plan at the offensive line was compared to who they could throw to.
Speaking of the offensive line, this came out today. David Andrews, probably done for the year. It's a bit of a pain tolerance thing, although he could make the injury worse, the shoulder injury worse, by playing through it. He's considering surgery. My guess is he's done for the year.
Yeah, look around. Like, I know he's a great teammate. He's a great everything else, but if you're him, pain tolerance on a team that's going to win three games, like, dude, well, I'd get the surgery.
And, like, you know, I when I say pain tolerance, he can play through it, but there is a risk of making it worse. And so it's not purely pain tolerance. He could worse and miss even more time.
Yeah, shut it down.
So I'm guessing he's going to be done. Does that change the timeline for Drake May? Does that make it less likely to play Drake May?
I think so. I mean, based on the way things have gone to this point, they seem terrified to put him out there, even though he is the backup. And he was the backup week one. And so anytime Brissett goes down, and I know that's another thing, is – people are waiting for that time where Brissett doesn't get up, right? Because there's been so many times where he is slow to get up and he's, you know, he's wincing and everything else. And not having David Andrews in there is only probably going to make those times more often in the course of a game. So this kind of scares me because I was praying that we'd see him week five. Doesn't look like we're going to. Then you're like, all right, maybe week six, maybe week seven. But you remember the last time David Andrews wasn't in there besides when the preseason, they couldn't even complete a snap.
They couldn't even hike the football.
That was a little bit better against the Niners. Yeah. I was worried about that. I was like, no, Andrews, I'm like, is this ball going to be on the ground? Is it going to be over his head, whatever it is? So they figured that out. But, yeah, I think we're further away now to see Drake May than we were even yesterday.
Okay, I agree it's not good news for wanting Drake May on the field anytime soon. That's a setback. That's an impediment. Would Davante Adams change the timeline? Where do you think Davante Adams goes? And should the Patriots place a call? Like, should they be in and kicking the tires and interested on Davante Adams? I say they definitely should call, and they should see what it costs. And I'm not one of these people that say the Patriots have no shot. Oh, Davante Adams wants to win this and that. Well, if you give up the most in the trade and you pay him the most, you're going to have a foot in the door. 37937. Jones, the Patriots have nothing to offer Vegas. Wrong.
Well, that's not true. They might have the best second round pick in the draft next year.
It's out there right now that it's going to take a second round pick to get him. That probably means it's going to be a third or a fourth.
Yeah, true.
The Patriots have
Have a high third.
They have multiple thirds, don't they?
I think they do.
So, like, they have plenty. They are in the game.
No, they might have the most. No. I think the Raiders would be thrilled with the Patriots deal. I don't think Davante Adams would be. And then how much of a hang up could that be?
But
it's not the Raiders, though.
That's possible. You're not going to win here. And he knows that. But does he want to win or does he want the money? Because he has no more guaranteed money and he's popping off. It's probably a combination of the two, but you can satiate a player by giving them money.
I also think the people that are just completely writing it off, it's the Patriots were interested in Brandon Ayuk and they were interested in Calvin Ridley.
They've been looking for receivers.
Correct. High-end receivers. I would argue Adams is better than both and probably won't cost you as much compensation-wise as Brandon Ayuk, only because of the age.
Yeah.
You know, but...
I agree. In terms of draft pick compensation, in terms of contract, I don't think he's going to cost you as much on either one.
And I don't think he's going to be as good as Law. The problem with Adams, and again, beggars can't be choosers, but he's not going to be somebody that's going to be with Drake May for a significant amount of time. But maybe he at least unlocks him. Maybe he at least shows early, like the Steph Diggs to Josh Allen. Josh Allen's still very good post-Steph Diggs, but he really like became another level player when he had Steph Diggs.
I think it's a good analogy. Ray on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, at Jones WEEI, Keefe21. Jones, I'm lost here. You want to trade for a diva who wants to win on a team that can't throw for 100 yards a game? Wake up, bro.
Well, you got to sit Brissett in this scenario, which, again, I don't know if they'll do that.
I also just, I want a they need a receiver.
They do.
We all sit here and go, it's the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. We're like, how are they going to get a receiver? There's one that's available for, I think, a pretty reasonable cost. And, all right, fine, maybe he doesn't want you. You should be calling and asking and figuring that out. Elliott Wolf, if you're doing your job, should figure out if that's true. Does Devontae Adams want to come here? Is he interested in playing here? Are you even going to have that conversation?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.